We never have to worry about sharks in Michigan, thankfully. Not a thing here. We might run into a bear or a wolf somewhere.
By the way, bears are very prominent near my cottage right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, like, there's always, like, the chance you could run into one. But, I mean, in the 30 years I've been going, I think I've maybe seen one bear. Apparently, they're making a little home over there.
Really?
Yes.
You got to get a camera, a Ring camera or something out there.
I know. That's a great idea. I really should.
Because, yeah, you'll be able to you have a viral video with the bears. You never know. So here's the deal. Hang on a second. Let me just put this here. Okay. I read an article this morning about that Shark Week put out about what to do to survive a shark attack. And to me, the article is more terrifying than the actual shark attack. And I'll explain why. So imagine us, okay? Here we are. It's Jay and Allison and Chelsea. We're broadcasting live from some location. We're giving you a trip to, and we're going out in the ocean, and we're splashing around. Allison said, "I have to get out there. I'm looking for an aggressive."
I have to do my laps.
So, first thing that you're supposed to do when you encounter a shark is not to panic.
Oh, like, no. Okay.
What's the first thing we do when someone tells us not to panic? You panic.
That's right.
It's easier said than done. They say panicking, listen to this, panicking will put a shark in predatory mode. Just because a shark is around you, it doesn't mean you're definitely going to get bit. But now knowing that I'm not supposed to panic because they'll know I'm panicking makes me panic.
I'm starting to panic right now in this fake scenario that, like, a shark could be near me.
Right.
Imagine being faced with the shark. Yeah, it's game over. I might as well just throw myself to him.
If you really can muster everything you have inside you to do that, there is truth to that. It's like that wolf that almost ate Warren and me. What caused him to charge us, which I think he would have anyway, was when we turn and ran. He was like, wow.
Oh, this will be fun.
I want to eat that.
Number two. Now you've got this in your mind. Okay, I can't panic. Number two. Make eye contact and be assertive. According to a shark expert, sharks respect you being assertive. So if you see a shark in the water, he suggests making eye contact with it. Or even pushing it away. Have you seen Jaws? I mean, can you imagine, you know how tough it would be to make, like, what we're so used to doing this. I see nothing.
Yeah.
Making eye contact with a shark, that gives me anxiety.
Are we talking about those little tiger sharks? Because
I'm done. Everything in my mind is a great white.
Yeah, I think there's little sharks that, sure, I'll push that.
Yeah.
I'm way bigger than you.
Yeah.
I just can see in my panic and hysteria not being able to find the shark's eyes.
So I'm
looking up.
you're weaving left and right?
Yeah.
Trying to find the eyes.
Find that stupid eye.
If a shark attacks, fight back. Punch and attack the shark however you can. The eyes, the nose, the gills, all good
targets.
You
can knock it out. If you punch it in the face, you can knock it out.
Scared away, at least, if you punch it in the nose.
Well, they become, paralyzed for a couple seconds.
And Allison, don't play dead. Worst thing you can do is play dead.
Oh.
Don't play dead. Fight.
Okay.
So you know.
Who's the one that you play dead for? The bear?
I think one of them. I know one you're supposed to put your hands above your head, right, to look taller than the bear?
Now, how does this work?
Where did you get that info?
Who's a cute little shark? Who's such a good boy?
Yeah.
No?
I mean, you can't hear it, but the shark will physically be laughing at you. Number four, assess your injuries. Remember I told you that this is scarier? If you have an arm wound, keep it raised above your heart, which will slow the bleeding.
Because you don't want the blood in the water. Is that why?
Which leads us to number five. Swim to shore and get help. After a shark bite, all of that splashing, commotion, and blood could attract
more sharks.
Get to solid ground. Stop the bleeding and get medical help. Well, no kidding.
Yeah. You know what? That's a lot. Good advice, because I think it is actually all very true. I've heard most of those things before. But I think that I'm just going to give up and let you have a good meal.
Right.
I just don't think I can endure all of that.
You're welcome.
Eat up, baby Jaws.
You're going to love all of this.
This is some Detroit eating.